May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Each one of us has a story that provides the key to understanding our experience of life and our experience of God. They are stories of rejection, loss, betrayal, taking risks, the discovery of gifts, friendship and love. Every community has a story. Every tribe has a story. Every nation has a story. And all these interconnecting narratives make us who we are. We've just listened to the story of Exodus, the story on which the whole of humanity's relationship with God is founded in Judeo-Christian cultures. The Exodus is a story about slavery and freedom. When the Israelite slaves chose to escape through the waters of the Red Sea, they became God's own people, free to live and love as they chose. And when we pass through the waters of baptism, we too become people of God, free to live and love as we choose. God characteristically comes to people who can hope for nothing and creates for them a new future. The slaves of ancient Israel were unable to imagine a different world, and God gave them a whole new history. Slavery and sin are closely connected in the Bible. The same word is sometimes used for sin and debt. And the words used in both Hebrew and Greek that translate as forgiveness can also mean cancellation of debt. Matthew's Gospel makes the connection very clear in the parable we heard this morning. Freedom means we are free to create a new future, free from the things that once hurt and constrained. The journey from slavery to the promised land is not a linear journey. We know that it didn't take 40 years for a nomadic tribe to walk from Egypt to Israel. God's time is not our time. And so it is with forgiveness. Jesus says in response to Peter's question, "Lord, if another member of the community sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "Not seven times, I tell you, but 77 times." I grew up with a translation, 70 times seven. That's 490 times. I've never been good with numbers, but either way, it's more than I could ever reach. The Jesuit writer Gerard Hughes says, "In trying to forgive, we become more aware of the many layered nature of our consciousness. Having forgiven once, we find further layers of consciousness within us which have not yet forgiven. Not just seven layers, but 77. And as we reach deeper layers, we have to learn to forgive the one offence again and again. It can be hard to forgive, and it can be equally hard to be forgiven. Some people become so accustomed to wearing their shame and guilt that the idea of casting them off is simply not an option. But God's grace and love can break through, dramatically releasing us from all that binds and opening a new chapter. Think back for a moment to the stories that most make you who you are. And I wonder how many of us wish the story could have gone differently. Much of our lives can be spent foolishly trying to rewrite the ending. But when we become people of God, we are given a new story. A story that never ends. A story that is being constantly rewritten. A story that is written 70 times 7. Amen.